A recent broadcast on Chinese state television, CCTV, praising the global reach of the country's armed drone or UAV program. Its developers say they have just sold the 100th model of this drone, named the Wing Loon. VOA cannot confirm the accuracy of the video.
One ability is to continuously monitor the battlefield situation, and the other is to strike time-sensitive targets in timely manner. Those features attract many clients in the context of modern warfare.
China is increasingly meeting a growing demand in the Middle East for armed drones, according to the report from the Royal United Services Institute.
Because the United States, in particular, has refused, apart from the case of the UK and France, to export armed models of its sort of iconic Predator and Reaper series of armed drones, that China has sort of stepped in to fill that gap. And while its offerings, such as the Wing Loon series or CH-4, are less technologically capable than their American counterparts, they're available pretty much to any state that wants to buy.
In Iran, Turkey and the United Arab Emirates, the report authors say the drones are being used in situations where conventional air power, manned fast jets, would be too risky.
In the case of Iran, the development of armed drones, mostly copied from old Israeli patterns, has allowed them to operate airstrike capabilities in Iran and in Iraq and in Syria, despite the fact that its conventional air force is far too obsolescent and too limited and too precious to be risked in skies controlled largely by hostile or potentially hostile powers like the United States and Israel.
Turkey, Israel and Saudi Arabia are fast developing their own armed UAV programs. US President Donald Trump has pledged to relax export bans on American armed drone systems, but it's not clear when that might happen. The report authors say such a policy change would likely have a big impact on use of the technology across the Middle East region. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.